As we've heard, there was a lot of discussion at today's hearing about Alberto Gonzalez's legal memos regarding the treatment of terror suspects. Michael Isikoff has been following this subject for Newsweek magazine. He joins us. Thanks for coming in.
Good to be here.
Let's start with a memo from January of 2002 that was signed by Alberto Gonzalez, and it had to do with the question of whether Al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters in Afghanistan should be accorded the protections of the Geneva Conventions. What did that memo conclude?
The memo concluded that they did not, and it actually was the one memo that actually is written by Gonzalez, and in it, this is where he makes the famous formulation that the Geneva Conventions are obsolete and some of its provisions are quaint.
Which he took pains to contradict
which
today.
Which today he seemed to back away from. But it is, this was a memo that provoked great controversy within the government, very strong opposition from the State Department and from some quarters of the military, who feared that stripping the Geneva Convention protections for prisoners going to Guantanamo would harm U.S. soldiers in the battlefield because it would send a signal that we did not adhere to the standards of international law.
You did hear Gonzalez's defender today, though, Senator John Cornyn of Texas, say that that legal advice has been affirmed by three federal courts, a number of independent commissions.
He's sort of glided over what the issues were in that memo. There was never a dispute that Al-Qaeda were enemy combatants, unlawful combatants, and wouldn't be covered by the Geneva Convention. Indeed, Al-Qaeda was not a signatory to the Geneva Convention. What the debate was really about were the Taliban fighters being scooped up on the battlefield of Afghanistan. This was the bulk of the people being shipped to Guantanamo, and those were the people that the State Department was saying should have Geneva Convention protections.
Let's turn to a second memo, and this one's from later on, August 1st of 2002, the infamous torture memo. What was the genesis of that document, and what did it say?
Well, it's interesting because there's been a lot of reporting on that, and we at Newsweek and others have reported that this was generated by a request by the CIA seeking some guidance on what kind of interrogation techniques, how far it could go in interrogating high-value Al-Qaeda targets. Gonzalez today said he didn't remember what the genesis of the memo was, which was kind of interesting because it's the most controversial document that's probably emerged, legal document that's emerged in the entire Bush administration. He sort of dodged as to what his own role was. It has been reported he personally participated in meetings that led up to the memo, and this is the memo that gave this highly restrictive definition of what torture is. Even though he participated in these meetings, he said today before the committee, it was not his role to tell the Justice Department how to interpret what torture was.
Now, you've written that Alberto Gonzalez actually chaired meetings in his White House office.
Absolutely.
Where certain techniques were discussed. Waterboarding, one of them?
Waterboarding, mock burial alive, in which detainees would fear that they were about to be buried alive or drowned. That's what waterboarding was. Gonzalez and other high-level lawyers in the White House were discussing these individual techniques, which seems like an extraordinary role to be playing. But Gonzalez offered almost no details about what went on in these meetings today.
It's a little confusing because on the one hand you hear that this was authorized. At the same time you heard a lot of people saying, but this president never ordered or authorized or condoned torture.
Well, it all depends on what the meaning of torture is. If you took the very highly restrictive definition of torture in that memo, that would be true. But, of course, what's interesting is just on the eve of his confirmation hearings a couple weeks ago, the Justice Department issued a new memo in which they essentially repudiated what the previous memo that Gonzalez had solicited and accepted for 2 years prior to it. So what changed? Why was what was considered the law of the land then no longer the law of the land? And it really was because the memo became public. It caused a huge controversy, especially in the wake of the Abu Ghraib scandal, and it caused the White House and the Justice Department to back away from it.
Michael, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Michael Isikoff is an investigative correspondent for Newsweek magazine.